For a friend.
It's the Black National Anthem.
Oh. Oh, okay. Hmm. So, is that, whose idea was that? Was that President McUnity's idea? Whose idea was it to do something like that? I'm just curious.
Anything really his idea, though? Let's be real.
Does he have ideas? Requires a level of cognitive function. I'm just not. Welcome to the show, guys. It's post-Independence Day. Tuesday, it's basically Monday, but it's not. And I'm your hostess, Dana Lash. It's good to be with you. I didn't watch any of that stuff. I wasn't going to have my TV on for Independence Day. Actually, I think I did. I think I had something on. I was watching the fireworks with my Louie through the door, seeing him come through the trees. I didn't watch this special with the White House, though. Wasn't this the president that promised unity? Wasn't this the president that was like, we're all going to get along. It's, you know, it's going to be great. I'm the post-division whatever president. I'm just, you know, curious. Because what's the point of doing something like this? I mean, last week, we went in and had this huge discussion about what the lyrics actually meant, what they meant. And having this conversation about history that apparently some people are just moronic about. And I'm just, you know, just wondering why is there such an ignorance of history? This seemed like the most divisive, you know, I mean, any of you follow me on social media, I'm not going to get into it on air, but you guys know why it was a weird Independence Day for me. But it just seemed like it was so purposefully divisive for the sake of divisiveness, you know? Just so ridiculous. Whether it was I thought the national anthem was for everybody. Can you imagine if there, and I'm just going to put the, and don't even, the first person that sits here and is all like, oh, that's the national anthem. I'm warning you, I do not have a fuse. I don't have a fuse right now. It is one and pop. So just FYI. Can you imagine if somebody went out there with like some white Irish national anthem? We're the Irish. We were treated poorly when we immigrated over here. We're going to have the Irish national anthem. We're going to sing it. I don't even know what that would be. What the hell would the Irish national? Can you imagine if something like that happened? We're the Irish. We're going to have the national Irish anthem here at the Independence Day celebration. Yeah, that's my best. That don't even. And I come by the Ancestry Honest. Vanessa Williams sang it, and she got a lot of backlash, and they were promoting, apparently it was like a pre-tape, and then they aired it, but you're literally practicing segregation. We're going to have the Black National, you're going to segregate. Didn't we defeat segregation already? Why are people so hell-bent on bringing it back? But that even wasn't the only thing. So then you have the New York Times, who was working overtime. They came out with this piece. I just couldn't even get halfway through it. I'm not even going to lie to you. Unless the end of it says, we totally made up everything in the first part of this article. We joke. It said a 4th of July symbol of unity that may no longer unite. And it's about the flag. See, this is just quite literally Mao's cultural revolution happening in the United States. Nobody wants to talk about it because a lot of people are absolutely stupid when it comes to American history or world history, period. I mean, they don't recognize that these are all tried tactics, that all of this has been done before. This is the cultural revolution in the United States. I've been saying it for a long time. I mean, it absolutely is. This is critical race theory, all of this stuff. This is the communist cultural revolution. And this, I mean, and when you think of it, and we're going to talk about this week, and I have a piece that I'm going to be working on about all of this. And I mean, the whole situation with all the tactics and everything else, and the flag is being looked at as a an object of division. This is exactly what Mao did in China when he was going after all of the iconography of non-communist China, right? That's exactly what, I mean, and this is what we're seeing here in the United States. We're going to talk more about this. But this New York Times piece is representative of this. So while we had all this going on, you had Biden who said, oh, I give you my word as a Biden, which means absolutely about as much as two bags of blow and a couple hookers to me, Biden. Doesn't really mean a whole heck of a lot. I'm just telling you right now, again, if you follow me on social media, I have no fuse. I have zero mercy. I would sooner beat someone upside the head with my book on grace than practice it. So just don't right now. Gives you his word as a Biden. And then I watched this back and forth over the U.S. women's soccer team. Did you all see this? No, because nobody watches women's soccer. Of course you guys didn't. They had this, a match that was on Monday, right? The Independent wrote about this. The Guardian wrote about this. And they had players of the U.S. team on the field. They had players from the Mexican team. Mexican team, all the players, they stood for their national anthem. They faced their nation's flag. And I know that people are trying to gaslight about this, and I'm not believing in a bit of this, only because I happen to see some of the pictures of the where the flag was located on in accordance to where the players were on the pitch. So you have this World War II veteran who gets up there and he's playing a harmonica, right? I mean, the dude's doing the national anthem. It's really cool. 98-year-old World War II veteran, Pete Dupre. And this was the Olympic send-off match against Mexico. So he plays the national anthem, World War II vet, on his harmonica. And he has the most talent of anybody there on the field. I'll say it again so people can get mad when they write their hate pieces. He had the most talent of anybody there on the field. So World War II veteran. And usually what ends up happening is, you know, whenever somebody's doing their anthem, you have the opposing team whose flag that they're not doing the anthem to, they face forward. And then the other team, they face their flag. So the flag, if you look at the photos of the women on the pitch, the flag was to the side of the women. It wasn't like behind them. It wasn't in front of them. It was to their side. And I mean, it was their right. And if you're looking at the photo, it's our left. And there were several members of the U.S. women's soccer team that didn't face the flag, didn't do it. They just stayed facing, you know, front the same way as the other team. And the others turned and faced the flag. And they received a lot of criticism for it. And so the U.S. women's Olympic soccer team, they're sitting here trying to pedal overdrive and say, oh, no, that is not what happened. They were facing the World War II veteran who was playing. No, y'all weren't. You absolutely were not doing that at all. I mean, this is not a discussion of opinion. This is some people refusing to acknowledge fact and then me acknowledging fact. But they did. They were facing in different directions. And the one who were facing in different directions, it wasn't the entire team. Some of the team literally were turning away. And they did it on video. You can sit here and lie about where the placement of the flag was on the pitch, but there were people, the other team members were turning to the flag and staying. I mean, the other ones, it just is unbelievable. They just turned away from him, turned away from the flag. While you have a 92, you have this veteran, World War II veteran, playing the anthem on a harmonica. And so, again, if you look at the photos, which I'll tweet this out in my prep email this evening, the flag was to the women's physical right, and if you're looking at the photo, that means it's to your left. And there are some who are facing forward with the hand on their heart, and then the others faced away. The flag and Peter Dupre was playing the harmonica by the flag. there were people on the women's soccer team who literally turned away. Just, they have, and some of these other people who are talking about it have no idea what the hell they're talking about. But the women's soccer team, they're really trying to spin. Just disgraceful. I'm so tired of this. Two things. Find one better or get the hell out. It's that simple. There are tons of countries that practice the communist policies that these people desperately want to implement in America. Go to one of those countries. I will buy your plane ticket. Go to one of the countries yourself. Go on and you see. Go and see. Go to China. Go to communist China and see how far you get. The next time one of these attention sponsors seeking less talented athletes decides to run their mouths because they're ranked 17th in draft and they've been benched more than they play, or because they're getting up there in age and they're finally starting to, they're not getting as much fame as people like Mia Hamm or others who let their talent speak for themselves instead of their big mouths about and about division and hatefulness. Go to China and run your mouth like that and see how far it gets you. Go to Saudi Arabia, run your mouth like that and see how far it gets you. Go to Russia and run your mouth like that, see how far it gets you. Do I really need to go down the laundry list of countries that have zero freedom? How ironic that you're protesting the very freedom that enables and protects your right to protest. No, I hate freedom of speech. I think I should be suppressed. That's what all these people are doing. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And then, but wait, there's more. I have to get to the fireworks thing. I don't have a clock, so I can't tell you what time, when I'm going and when I'm not. There's apparently like some new study. Scientists say that communities of color are hardest hit by air pollution from firework displays because white people's lungs are apparently shaped differently than people of color's lungs. Wow. I don't know. I didn't read that. I'm just assuming. Wow. Because they're disproportionately exposed to air pollution from what I said is just smarter than what National Geographic wrote. It's because people's lungs are shaped differently. Did you know that, Kane? White people's lungs are shaped like giant Klan hoods, apparently. Whereas everyone else's lungs are shaped like regular human lungs. Did you know that?
That's science?
Yeah. Science.
No idea.
Science. You didn't know that?
I had no clue.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And white people fireworks, when they explode in the sky, you know how you can tell like they're white people fireworks? Because they, I'm not even going to give you a beat to answer it. Because they explode in the sky like burning crosses. Did you know that? Shocker, right? That's basically what Nat Geo was saying. And you guys always know that we trust our media, including our periodical publications, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a lot more to get into because gang and drug violence, yay, more division from the media, yay. Facebook is like, hey, are your friends becoming extremist? Have you been exposed to extremist content? Why have I not received a notice? Because the call is coming from inside the house. That's why. We're going to talk about all of that and a lot more. We're going to make fun of things. We're also going to talk about, can we stop with the stolen land thing? Because I'm going to give you a politically incorrect historical primer on who really stole whose land. And if people don't like it, they can send all their hate mail to kiss@mybutt.com. Thank you. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at deltarescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly deltarescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at deltarescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit deltarescue.org/Dana today.
Red meat, black coffee, truth telling. The Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Yes, perfect selection for a track, by the way. Red Lori, Yellow Lori. That was wonderful. All right, let's look at... I was actually in the wrong section here. Dana, why don't you get back to your first hour? Alan West is running for governor. We told you he was. What'd I tell you? Except he didn't announce it on our show. He just sent out a press release, which I'm going to have to be like, I got to really think about my vote now because, you know, you did me like that. Why you got to do me like that? You know, I'm going to have to really think about this. Just saying. I'm not saying that my vote counts more than anybody else's, but, you know. Just saying. No, anyway, he's announced that he's running for governor in Texas. Some people are questioning, like, how much money is he going to be able to raise because, you know, the primaries, you know, it's kind of tough and it's, man, are they catty with politics in Texas. Everything. Every political office. Down to dog catcher. So dang petty and political, and they spend so much money on it. Death toll rises to 27 in the Florida condo collapse. Just awful. And they were detonating the remains of the some of the structure because you got a tropical storm moving in. So our prayers continue to go out for those folks. Awful. And Israeli data says Pfizer vaccine is 30% less effective against the Delta variant. It's a good thing Delta variant isn't as contagious.
Google is destroying our right to privacy and critical race theory is invading our schools. Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich joins me to discuss how he is fighting back against these threats to our freedom and much more. I'll also take you inside my reporting on the horrific human trafficking that is happening in Texas and, by the way, all around the country, and how Biden administration policies are making this nightmare much worse. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your one-stop shop for the information you need to fight back. If you're going to have to learn stuff, you might as well enjoy it. The Dana Show.
And again, I'm not saying this because of something Jill, I would, a truth. If I didn't support the NEA, I'd be sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom alone. And that's not where we sleep. We don't sleep in the Lincoln bedroom. I'd be sent down to it.
Wait, what? I'm confused. It was the president. Hi, I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Make sure you go and subscribe to Chapter and Verse, the newsletter. So, this, thank you, DJ Fun Uncle. Appreciate that. That was the This Is the Day, which is a great track. My mind is still on the firework thing. So let me just give you an idea of what we're going to be hitting all today. I'm going to be talking about tech and how you all are a bunch of extremists who are a threat to the Constitution or something. We're also going to get into some of the, I got some media stuff for you, and we're going to have a history lesson here coming up about who stole whose land. Cause I'm done. I am so done. I love all these. Can I just be again? Also, let me just establish the fact it's going to be a weird couple weeks because if you follow me on social media, you know why. Genuinely do like dogs more than people. I think we have our definitive proof. Also, Gen X is trending today, and I've never felt, I know I came in like on the last year of Gen X, but I claim it more than a lot of people who are Gen X. And I've never felt more Gen X like in the past 10 years than I do today. Like just very much so. I am in an Ally Sheedy from the Breakfast Club mood. So I'm about to eat sugar on bread. So anyway, nobody knows what that means unless they actually watch that movie. So I got a lot. You understand the mood I'm in. I got no fuse. I have zero mercy. I have no time for morons who cannot articulate a substantive dissent to any challenging point that I present. And so they try to do like gotcha or cancel culture. Sit your skinny butts down. Done with it. And I'm just tired of all of it. I'm tired of all this grifting division. I mean, I get that celebrate capitalism, yay. But, you know, you realize going out there and grifting for division is not capitalism, right? Just a grift. That's all it is. I'm just trying to get over this fight. I'm not kidding you. I actually already had someone saying, no, that it cannot be true. I kid you not. I'm not going to say the Ozark phrase for that, which is a fecal matter you not. That, see, I told you. Except you got to say, I fecal matter you not. Like that. That's one of my grandma's favorite sayings. God rest her pure soul. But the firework thing, it's an actual real. So I don't know. National Geographic was saying that it's like racist or something. They said that not everyone is equally at risk from the noxious particles that suffuse the sky during our pyrotechnic light shows. Could you people be more dramatic at Nat Geo? Could you be more dramatic? It's like the Days of Our Lives crew. When they started cutting soap operas, the writers had to go and write for Nat Geo. It was either that or Hallmark. Where are you going to go? So they go to Nat Geo. And they talk about the vulnerable populations exposed to fireworks pollution on the 4th of July. Now, the way they set it up, Kane, it sounds like these sneaky, sketchy white people are creeping like French burglars down into these disadvantaged communities. Actually, wait, not like French burglars, like the Grinch. Imagine it. Whoville is the happy population of people of color. And all those evil white people are the Grinch. And they're sneaking down the hill with their big sled of joyrobbing. And they're going to just light off all these fireworks in these communities and then go back up the hill to their white people cave. Right? Isn't that how this goes? Y'all seen this before? Because this is what it sounds like. They act like nobody, everybody's minding their business. And then a bunch of, you know, I don't know, Nordic Vikings come down there and just light off fireworks and then run away. We're going to go pollute their lungs. Give me the Roman candles. What about the snapping pops? So they say that fireworks smoke creates an additional, albeit short-term, health risk for communities disproportionately burdened by air pollution. So they found some chick who is at Johns Hopkins, who wasn't even involved with the study, which they have to admit. That sounds like, just let's pause right here, okay? Who can we go find that's going to engage in confirmation bias for us? We need someone who has a serious title, like a doctor or something. I know. How about Aisha Dickerson? She's an epidemiologist. That sounds great, Bob. Thank you. You're welcome, Stan. So they go and they ask this Aisha Dickerson. She says, oh, yes. These high-risk communities have perpetual exposure. Fireworks aren't just colorful, Nat Geo notes. They're dangerous. Wow, I never knew that. Really? By the way, did we get a finger count check from everybody now that we're all rejoined today?
I'm good.
Everybody got? I got your finger? Okay, I'm just making sure nobody blew a finger off with a Roman candle. If one of you did, and my mom reads an article about it, I get that article. And even now, she's like, this is why you shouldn't hold Roman candles. Even if I didn't even hold a Roman candle this year. So none of you, please do not be the fuel that my mother sends me. So, and they talk about all the toxicity from the fireworks. And then, I mean, they say that this is quite literally, this is the graph that explains the whole thing. This is a direct quote, I swear to you, I'm not making this up, hence this guy. A lot of the fireworks displays typically happen in bigger cities and lower income that have that actually in parentheticals. Communities typically are closer to these areas, these ports. I'm not making this up.
But minority stuff?
Yeah, that is a reach. This is in Nat Geo, National Geographic. The people are supposed to go out and go, look, these are animals. This is what they do. Look at them run and play and eat each other. Yay! That's those people. They're supposed to be about geography nationally, right? I mean, it's National Geographic. What the hell is this? So, yeah, they say that, well, you know, the fireworks, they're in the cities more, and that's where all the minorities live, according to Nat Geo. So they're racist, the fireworks, because it makes the pollution. Actually, this article is incredibly racist. I mean, their whole premise is so racist, like actually for real racist. It's the cities. That's where it is. Good grief. Did Joe Biden from the 1970s write this article? Or what about his mentor? Who is it? The grand exalted unicorn? No, what is his face? He said a racial slur on NBC, and I thought, whoever was interviewing, who's the guy interviewing him? I thought he's going to fall over. He's actually legit said a racial slur. But he was like an exalted, grand, frou-frou. I don't know. Like, what is the animal where it's half horse, half person? No, it's not that. The one-eyed thing. Cyclops. I kept thinking of Mike from, what is it, Monsters,
Confused
Inc.
Confused me with the horse thing.
Yeah, I was like, that has one side. I'm confused. I don't, I'm sorry, I'm not an expert on mythical creatures the way the Democrat racists are. Excuse me, Kane. Just gotta go consult my Harry Potter compendium of magical creatures that Democrat racists like to name themselves after. Oh no, he's a grand high troll, an exalted cyclops, or an affirmed unicorn. I don't know. I'm just like creating. I mean, they're all their titles are magical, aren't they? Anyway, this whole article at Nat Geo, I could spend the whole show making fun of this. And so then it ends up to be an article about illegal fireworks, meaning fireworks that are set off when they're not supposed to be. That's really ultimately what it is. So are you all saying that, how is this, is it just white people that are setting off the illegal fireworks? Because they act like it's just, you know, black people and people of color are disproportionately affected. Honestly, I would think it'd be rednecks. Like some of my kin. Because, I mean, I literally grew up, I think I was 4 years old and I got handed my first bottle rocket in the great bottle rocket fight of whatever, 1980-something, I don't remember. I mean, it's a very serious thing from where my family is from. Bottle rocket fights? Oh, yes. And you have to immediately start laying your alliances months before Independence Day actually happens. And then you have to pick the site for the battlefield. And the battlefield for the Great Bottle Rocket War that happens every year has to be far away from where your family's drinking and grilling. Because if you're in their line of sight, they still will keep an eye on you even while they're getting drunk. But if you go further out, they won't walk that far. So you're safe. Now, keep in mind, this is the 80s when we could ride on the back of pickup trucks, right? And with the bed open and have our legs dangling. Now, you can't have a 12-year-old walk to the playground by themselves by some house-shoed Karen running out of her house screaming, "Somebody call the police! It's an abandoned child!" Very different realities now, okay? I just can't believe this piece. Oh, wait till we talk about the history of who stole whose land. If you guys enjoy this, you're really going to enjoy what we have coming up next hour. It's going to be kittens and sunshine and fireworks, but not with kittens. So this couple of other things. Who received a notice about Facebook? Did you get I did not get one of these notices. All of my friends were posting these things where Facebook was asking, "Have you seen some extremist content? Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist?" These are literal. This is what Facebook actually wrote. People were getting these notices. You probably did. And if you didn't, you're probably an extremist. I didn't get any. So I made a Twitter or a Facebook badge that said exposing my friends to extremist content. Facebook goes, "You may have been exposed to harmful extremist content recently." And then they give you links to go snitch. And they highlight them as get support. Here, come snitch. I mean, get support here. So what is the extremist? I was looking for roving bands of white extremists all Independence Day weekend, right? Because we were told by what's his face? Mayorkas over at DHS. Oh, man, and I don't know why he sounds Canadian right now, but I can't do any other voice for some reason. But he was out there going, "Oh, yeah, there's going to be all kinds of danger. We're here in chatter. Dangerous extremist extremism. Oh, all the extremism." And then you have Facebook cranking it up right before Independence Day. Have you been touched by an extremist? Sidebar, great, great series. It's like Touched by an Angel, but not anything like that. It's Touched by an Extremist, okay? I want to make that show. Trademark, trademark, trademark. Anyway. Yeah, they had a Facebook spokesperson, literally spokesperson. Jeez. "We are partnering with NGOs and academic experts, and we hope to have more to share in the future," because they're trying to figure out. That's what they said to the press. Facebook said that they were trying to identify users who may have been exposed to rule-breaking extremist content. I didn't get any of these notices. So, did you get a notice, Kane?
Honestly, I didn't either. I didn't either. I did have several friends send it to me, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't post that stuff.
You're
I don't post
extremist.
Anything. I know. That's what I would assume if I didn't get one of those warnings. But I don't really post anything that extreme, honestly.
Steve, have you gotten any notices?
No, I just get tagged in stuff I don't want to get tagged in. That's it.
Oh my gosh, you're so crabby.
Story of his Facebook life.
Hey, your voice sounds different today. What's up?
This is like my eighth day on this cold. I'm over it.
Delta variant.
I was going to say, is it the Delta day variant?
Yeah, maybe. I got the J&J, so maybe it's sift through it. Who knows?
You got the J&J. All right. Well, it's not the Moderna or Pfizer one that apparently was not good for.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the J&J one is actually way better, even though they stopped that one because it was so dumb.
Why'd they stop it? So they're not making no more of it?
I don't know about that. I don't know if they're making more. I know that they made them stop, though.
Everything is awful. Everything it sucks and you should say so. Everything is awful. It's my new song. Yeah, well, apparently I'm an extremist. Just an FYI. Okay, that's fine. I haven't seen a notice. Twitter, by the way, also restricted an account of somebody who made fun of China's leader. I'm not making this up. Actually happened. It's a New Zealand academic. She said Twitter restricted her account after she mocked Chinese President Xi Jinping. And it's Anne Marie Brady, University of Canterbury. And, I mean, she's a New Zealand person. I mean, they're like happy people, aren't they? They got hobbits and mountains down there. I mean, for the love. What? And she, why would you ever, they don't even have Twitter in China. Why would you get suspended? And even if they did, why would you get suspended for making fun of a communist? That's an American, even though she's from New Zealand. I mean, it's like a rite of passage. Whether you're born here or you immigrate here, making fun of communists is like an American pastime. I mean, it's one of the things that we cherish, along with apple pie, baseball, and making frozen drinks out of every liquor. I mean, that's like one of the things that we love to do. And we're really good at it. Oh, and kicking ass. We're really good at it. We have a lot. They froze our account. I'm waiting to get, I just want to get banned from ever going there so I can say so. All right, we have a lot more on the way, including examples as to why you don't bend the knee, right? And then we'll talk about the white lady who's making nearly $1 million a year grifting people with CRT. So we don't want to miss that. And then coming up, a history of who stole whose land. Da-da-da-da! Education. That was basically my version of a hashtag. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
Listen to The Dana Show live on the Odyssey app. Weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
DanaLash.com. I tell you, I was looking at, because China's been an insufferable troll. Twitter allows them to be, which is funny. They can do whatever they want, I guess, including delete thousands of followers from people a day. Just, you know, bringing that up for a friend. That friend is me. But their Beijing-controlled news, their CCP-controlled news, they said how a gun-happy nation spends its 4th of July weekend. And they're trying to say, look at all the people dead from firearms, when actually it's, you know, we realize that, I mean, it's like repeat offenders. But by the way, just a reminder, how many people did they kill in Tiananmen Square? I shared with them on Twitter. I'm waiting for it to be deleted. I shared with them on Twitter a photo of all the dead bodies that they were running over in the streets and shooting in the streets. I mean, just, you know, FYI for China, communists. We have a lot coming up, including who stole whose land, a historical background. Stay with us. Let's talk about trust. something that's important to do with so much defunding and canceling going on. Do you know that many wireless companies support left-wing causes that take away our freedoms and pare down our traditional beliefs? Patriot Mobile is different. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and plans to fit any budget. They donate hundreds of thousands of dollars each year to causes you and I care about, like First and Second Amendment rights, sanctity of life, supporting first responders and veterans. There's no better time than now when we celebrate our freedom and Independence Day to check out Patriot Mobile. Switch today and get even more value. $100 off any phone in stock with a one-year commitment or 50% off your first 2 months plus free premier activation. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call their U.S.-based, highly rated customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. Switch to Patriot Mobile, a company you can trust to support your values. Visit patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
Well, let's talk about a specific here. We know Mississippi is one of the lowest, I believe it's the lowest vaccinated, has the lowest vaccinated rate in the country. You are in Biloxi, Mississippi right now, Dr. Fauci. Would you be wearing a mask? You're fully vaccinated, but would you be wearing a mask in Biloxi, Mississippi?
Jeez.
I think there would be a good reason to do that. I mean, because there, as we've said so often, that vaccines are not, even as good as they are and highly effective, nothing is 100%.
Jeez.
Even masks?
Yeah. My friend Jared Monroe said, glad to see COVID was renewed for a second season. Plot feels a little too familiar, though. Are the writers on strike? Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Make sure you go and subscribe to Chapter and Verse, the newsletter. And just an FYI, I have no fuse, no mercy, no courtesy, no nothing right now. And if you follow me on social media, you know why. So the World Health Organization, we're urging all the fully vaccinated people to continue wearing masks and social. Shut up. By the way, I said previously in a headline segment, I misspoke, actually, because I was getting one thing confused. I was, as I was saying it, I was like, wait, no, that's wrong. The Delta variant is more contagious, but so ridiculously less virulent. Yeah. So that means less powerful and deadlier and everything else than the original vaccine. We were talking to a doctor about that on my show, No Apologies, on the first, which airs 5 p.m. 6 Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, 6 Eastern. And YouTube froze the first channel because of it. They froze their channel because of that. Because they didn't like, her name's Kelly Victory. She's a doctor. Like an epidemiologist, all this stuff. They froze the account because they didn't like what she said. So wait a minute. If your scientist says one thing and my scientist says something else, then what science do we believe? Because ideology isn't science, by the way. I just feel like that needs to be a t-shirt. Ideology isn't science.
Neither is government narrative.
Yeah, exactly. So I just think it's crazy. They act like, it's like how Facebook goes, do you know an extremist? Yes, I do. Or who did someone, were you exposed to extremist content? Is someone trying to radicalize you? Yes, Facebook, you are. You are, Facebook. I learned about watching you. It's so stupid. If you know what, you're only going to make people want to learn what other people are saying more. If you're talking, it's like this is the modern day book burning. Are all these big tech companies, because you have some Karen out there, oh my gosh, someone thinks differently than I do, and I'm such a subpar human disease that I have to go and report them. That's what it is. Good heavens. Just awfulness.
And also the people in charge of those quote unquote fact checking, in YouTube, other places, they're like 20. They don't know any better. They've never lived through any of the truth to know that, you know what, Google's algorithms are going to direct you away from the truth.
Yeah. I don't know. I Googled it and Google says, shut up. This is why Wikipedia is also garbage. One of my trolls was like out of nowhere. I wasn't even online hardly at all this weekend. And I have like some old dude who was like going on and on about how I look. And then I guess he thought it was an insult to compare me to somebody from the Lost Boys. And I'm like, as a goth kid, former goth kid, you just gave me one of the ultimate compliments, you old leather for skin geezer. He was an old dude, a white dude who spent way too much time in the sun, right? Trying to appropriate. I'm just saying. I feel comfortable in saying this because it's true. So where's the lie? Where's it? So, like I said, and that's me being nice. The these like they just came out of nowhere, like completely out of nowhere, just like just haters, obsessed with haters. It's so ridiculous. So I'm just, you know, good heavens. This piece, this World Health Organization, the and they still call it the Delta variant. Who was it? One of our friends online, Rance Aloud, said Tuscaloosa variant. I think we should just all say, we just all should just like talk pig Latin. So whenever I talk about this from now on, I'm going to talk about it in pig Latin so that YouTube can't, I guess, like what, try to cancel or take the video down or something like that. Good grief. Excuse me. Allergies. All right. So a couple of things that we must touch up on. We're post-Independence Day. I was making fun of a few things here, including the president's speech, etc. I have this. There's a great piece out there over at The Federalist on Jimmy Lai. In a world of Mark Zuckerberg's, be a Jimmy Lai. He's great. I'll make sure that I include that in the prep list. So Nicole Hannah-Jones, the CRT lady, she rejected the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill tenure offer. Remember, she was trying to get tenure. Someone was like, aren't you that, you know, critical race theory, Marxist, like, you know, narrative pusher? And so people objected. She got mad. And then they got hate. And so they turned around and they rescinded their refusal, if that's the thing, and offered her again to come in tenure. And she rejected it to go teach at Howard University. That's why you don't bend the knee. You don't bend the knee because it doesn't matter. Now you have the teachers union, the NEA, that 2.3 million members. And the union doesn't speak for all the teachers. I know that for a fact because I can't tell you how many teachers I have who reach out and say they're heartbroken at what is being pushed. They're vowing to support critical race theory education across the country. So you have Joe Biden actually writing this education in national mandates. You have the teachers union, which donates 99.9% of its money to Marxist Democrats. And the nation's largest teachers union, they're going to implement this in public schools across all 50 states. Now, parents, the NEA is doing this because they've been having their butts handed to them by parents all across the country as the school year last year wound down. And so now they want to fight back. They're going to try to think of something. It's pretty unbelievable. Not really. But they said that they are coming out. They're going to support this CRT, which isn't education. It's ideology. I mean, we've talked about this before. It's ideology. This has nothing to do with education. So now they're going to ruin education like they tried to ruin law and order across the nation. There was a thing in the New York Times. One of them was a friend of mine, David French, who had written. There's, you know, because you have Texas that has a ban on CRT education in public schools. Florida, there are what, like 21, 22 states, I think, that have thus far have passed some kind of moratorium or some kind of ban on critical race theory, right? And what gets me is that I was reading French's New York Times op-ed, and he has a couple of other, they're lefties that are, I think their logic is so ridiculously flawed on this piece. Because some people were saying, oh, well, you can't have the government banning certain things. It's incredibly myopic to insist that not teaching kids about Marxist institutionalized racism is the same thing as not talking about America's past with the issue of race. My friend Glenn Reynolds said, saying that you can't discuss race without teaching critical race theory is like saying you can't discuss stars without teaching astrology. And that is exactly right. Exactly right. Now, the problem with all of this, with because like French and these others in the New York Times, they were trying to, they're trying to argue that it's wrong that there's the title of the op-ed is we disagree on a lot of things except the danger of anti-critical race theory laws. Here's the problem with that. You're talking about something that is taxpayer funded. You're talking about something that is taxpayer funded for education that has nothing to do with education. You're talking about Marxist theory. And when you consider the recent, what, poll that we had about from college kids about Americanism and patriotism and whether or not they like the flag or not, or they even know what freedoms, you know, that stands for, and the low approval number for that. I mean, when you look at all of this, it becomes very, very clear that this is, that's the wrong way to argue against it. You're either okay with Marxism or you're not. These are our tax dollars. And we, our tax dollars are being taken and they're being used in public institutions to develop taxpayer-funded curriculum. And that curriculum is, we have teachers who are then paid by the taxpayer who are teaching kids all at our expense. And now that we've had the lockdown and parents had to, watch their kids get educated from home, they were able to see a lot and they got mad and they're pushing back. Always. For these people to have this position, they're essentially arguing that parents then don't have any input or insight into what their kids learn in publicly funded government schools. They are ignoring the democratic process in which parents play into as taxpayers and citizens. Critical race theory is a Marxist theology. It's a Marxist theology, and theology is the right way to put it. And the people who are taking this and are teaching our kids this, taxpayers have every right to speak out against this. Taxpayers have every right to demand that laws be, that their tax dollars do not go to fund racist theory, not education. These people are trying to virtue signal as to look how small our government we are, but it's the dumbest argument that I've ever heard. And from some people who are supposedly sharp.
Shooting down woke culture one crazy headline at a time. It's the Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Remember those signs that your friends would have on their pools, your friends' parents? Like, there's no pee in our pool, so don't make it that way, right? So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they are warning not to swim with diarrhea. Duh. But they are also slammed for their bad animation. New York Post said crappy animation, which I thought was, okay, we get it. But they said that, by the way, don't leave your mark at the pool this summer. That's what they were tweeting. They said it only takes one person with diarrhea to contaminate the entire pool. Hence why I hate public pools, because I'm a germaphobe. I don't do buffets, handshakes, or public pools. And I can't even handle a public restroom facility unless absolutely I have to. I am like I don't know. I'm going to be nuts when I'm older. I can just see. Like, I'm going to be like the 70-year-old woman who like wears gloves everywhere. I can just see it happening. But like, were you really had to be notified of this? You needed something from the CDC to tell you this kind of stuff? Spontaneous freedoming. Texans spontaneously sing the national anthem at a Walmart. This is like the most American thing I think I've ever heard of. What gets me, this is in Hasslet. Some woman starts singing the anthem and then everyone broke into the anthem. That's how it is in Texas. Anywhere you are, you start singing the national anthem. All of a sudden, everyone's got to stop and they'll sing it. It's just, I mean, it's just spontaneous antheming, right? It's just how it is. That's just, that is, that's actually, everybody applauded after. It was kind of neat. The Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance refuses to give the Wuhan Institute of Virology, refuses to give those documents to Congress. Is anybody shocked? No. Yeah, that's, they're not giving those documents up. And there was a big, remember the big argument and defense from Fauci and the Peter Daszak, the other one who actually also refused to disclose any of this information. So thousands apparently in India were given saline that is not a vaccine. They were given actual like saline, not the vaccine. This is one of the craziest stories. This is from The Hill. They say that they were scam drives, and it was in Mumbai and elsewhere. And so they actually had to have they had law enforcement get out there and crack down on some of this. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Good heavens. Why would somebody do something like that? This was the original GoFundMe, the lemonade stand. A 7-year-old girl with special needs has opened a lemonade stand to fund an inclusive playground. She wanted to be able to build one in her area. She has cerebral palsy, and she wanted to be able to actually play on the playground. So she opened up a lemonade stand. That's pretty awesome. And Elon Musk suggested a brain parasite's forcing humans to create superhuman AI. I mean, I don't disagree with him. So coming up, it's kind of kidding. The stolen land BS. We'll educate. Stick with us.
Dana gives you the meat and potatoes news of the day. None of that tofu news. More like bacon with a side of hash browns news. The news you want, the way you want it. The Dana Show.
I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. Look, it's 4th of July. I'm concerned that you guys are asking me questions that I'll answer next week, but this is a holiday weekend. I'm going to celebrate it. There's great things happening.
That's the president. He's apparently speaking later today, right? Yeah, I don't know what time. He was late last time he went to speak, so who knows? That's the president who was not going to answer any of your negative questions. When do you answer any question? Let's be real. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Make sure you subscribe to Chapter and Verse. And a reminder, it's going to be a weird couple weeks, weird few weeks. And if you follow me on social media, you know why. That's all I'm going to say. So if I have no views, that's why. The stolen land mantra. How many times do y'all hear this? How many times?
For sure, every time around this time of year, 4th of July and Columbus Day.
I mean, I definitely heard it. Anytime it has to do with any kind of celebration, for instance, at Mount Rushmore, because 4th of July fireworks. Remember when Trump had fireworks last year, Mount Rushmore? That was pretty baller, man. That's like a postcard. I mean, it's pretty awesome. And then you have Cori Bush, who came out of Ferguson. She was there defending the burning down of businesses and all that garbage that where the any kind of peaceful objection got hijacked. She faced a lot of backlash for this tweet. She wrote, quote, "When they say that the 4th of July is about American freedom, remember this, the freedom they're referring to is for white people. This land is stolen land, and black people still aren't free." Yeah, there were a lot of black academics that took issue with her. So where do we start? Where do we start? You want to talk about freedom? Where do we start? I do think it's interesting that the party, and because she uses stolen land, which is the phrase that always comes up whenever you do anything at Mount Rushmore, Black Hills, all that stuff. I do think it's interesting that the party that put people, that robbed people of their land literally and put them on reservations where they weren't even allowed to own their own property, has the balls to sit here and talk about, and I am not apologizing for my language, let's be real, y'all have the audacity to sit here and talk about who stolen land. Democrats under the modern Democrat founder Andrew Jackson. I have a particular interest in this because my ancestry was registered on the Dawes roll coming out of that. I got records in my office. Give me a minute, I'll come out here with them. I just find it fascinating that was the same party that put people on that genocidal trail, stole land, put people on reservations where they couldn't even own their land, has the audacity to sit here and talk about whose land was stolen when. Let's go into some of the history of it, shall we? Let's do. Whenever we hear this phrase, stolen land, And again, as Kane noted, it always comes up when? It comes up 4th of July, Independence Day. Yeah. And
Columbus Day.
I saw this story. It said, Lakota man and family observe Independence Day by flipping off Mount Rushmore. That's literally the Twitter account. It got all the only reason it made any kind of mention on, like, Twitchy, for instance, is because it had tons and tons and tons of retweets. It had, like, almost 8,000 retweets. And so that came up, the Cori Bush tweet, all this other stuff. And that's just something I see parroting. I just see it parroted all the time. All the time. Nobody wants to read about history. Nobody wants to. What's the question that's never asked ever about stolen land? Who? Wait, what do you mean from who? Stolen land from who? Who stole whose land? Because, I mean, let's go back as I did. If you think that the Lakota were always in that land, you're a moron and you don't know anything about history. You don't deserve the courtesy nor grace of any other treatment than how I just labeled you. You're because you're pushing division based on fantasy. That this guy, look, if Lakota said that that was their land, who did they take it from? Because they weren't always there. In fact, the Lakota, they fought with everybody. There were a number of nations there first, a number of tribes that were there first. Crow, Arikara, they were there first. I mean, they waged war on tons of different tribes, tons of different nations. They drove people out of that land. They engaged in a conflict. There was a massacre. They drove people out of that land. And the people before them drove people out of that land. And the people before them drove people out of that land. That is how it is in every single nation on this earth. Everywhere. Look at any nation on this earth and you go back. I love it how progressives think that history only started in 1840. It didn't. No one talks about how the Lakota obtained the land. No one goes back into the early 1800s, even the late 1700s, looks at any of the fights, any of the massacres, looks at who drove out who. Was that land sacred to the Lakota before they drove out the Cheyenne? When it was the Cheyenne's land? Asking for a lot of people here. I mean, it was that colonizing? Good, legitimate question, right? Was it colonizing when Lakota forced out other tribes? Was it colonizing when they massacred and drove out other nations? Was it sacred, as I asked, when it was the Cheyenne's land? No one ever talks about that. No one ever has that question. Because they stop going back into history in the 1840s. Going any further, it does not benefit them. It does not benefit them. You want to have a conversation about stolen land. What I find fascinating are all of these ironically white socialist appropriators of early American history who think that the timeline of American history on certain events began after things that would challenge their narratives. Every nation on this earth warred and conquered and traded land, including indigenous Americans. Go back and go back into even European history. Look at what the Romans did to the Germans. Hell, look what the Celts went through. Everybody fought with everybody. Everybody fought over land. And it's just the height of hypocrisy to hear anybody here, especially any indigenous nation that votes for the party that put them where they are, to accuse anybody else of stolen land. Who'd you steal it from? Fair question. This is stupid, divisive garbage. And in the United States, everybody, you of course, no one's denying that there weren't racist Democrats back in the day, like Roger Taney, who didn't want to give people like Dred Scott full recognition that he was due, because heaven forbid, Taney knew and wrote, cited in my first book, Hands Off My Gun, that, oh my gosh, if he gave Dred Scott and afforded him full citizenship, oh, that means Dred Scott gets to have guns. That means people who are oppressed get to have guns. That means that they can't oppress them anymore because they'll have guns to fight back against the oppression. The story of America. That's why Roger Taney didn't do it. What do you, in Reconstruction, free black men and women weren't even allowed to own dogs, much less guns. Heaven forbid oppressed people have the right to defend themselves. But it was Democrats who were always on the wrong side of history. These forever Marxists, always on the wrong side of history. And they still are today, because they're pushing segregation even now. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Well, let's have a second black national anthem. You know, that's just why? It was like the Gwen Berry when we were talking about the history of the national anthem. I'm going to tell you, you had some abolitionists that were founding fathers. I shouldn't even have to explain this because we should all know our history, but apparently we don't. John Adams was a huge abolitionist, and he and his wife had no courtesy for the people who defended the evil sin of slavery. None. And it's why the founders were carefully crafting our original documents in the way that they did, so that they could get around any opposition from anyone that they would need to form a nation. They could get around their opposition of people who would pull that support if they thought that they wouldn't be able to force people into servitude. I mean, this, I always say, if you're so upset about America, find one better. Find a country better. It's a lawmaker here in the U.S. who'd said that. This is all part of, like I said, that Mao's cultural revolution. Splitting people into factions. It's like that. It's like people having struggle sessions. Remember? That's what cancel culture is. Cancel culture is the modern day struggle session. Back when people would publicly humiliate and sometimes torture in China, people who were dissidents, people who objected to the communism in China. That's what cancel culture is. You object to the narrative. You stick up for truth. Now, there are some bad people that everybody can agree, yeah, you should have a public reckoning. But by and large, we all know that it's not used in that manner. It isn't. And it's sad to see so many. I keep looking at all of these polls showing college kids how they don't even really understand or even support, for instance, Constitution or the anthem or the flag, etc. I mean, if you think that that's so odd, just look back at history. In Nazi Germany, who was it that first started burning books? It was a college kids. I used to think that when you went to college, that was a time when you became so open-minded. And then I realized that my experience was a unique experience. Because, see, I went into college being a progressive. And I left college being a conservative, meaning I'm conserving individual liberty and conserving our constitutional affirmation. It's not like that anymore. But I think I always attributed mine to, because I hate authoritarianism so bad, I can't even take simple direction in the classroom. I mean, it's that bad. I think I attribute it a lot to that. But this, people need to understand history. Americans have no problem acknowledging the parts of history where they messed up. But I'm going to tell you, I see it a lot of people on the left. They act like they're so opposed to the parts of American history that are not our brightest at all and not the ones that we would put on Instagram if America had an Instagram account. But I see those people engaging in that same behavior now. Because this isn't about freedom for all. It's about getting even for some. We have a lot to get into still, folks, because Disney is now changing their fireworks announcement. I joked. I was like, are they going to just, like, I don't know, have a firework in the shape of like a giant phallus or something on the sky? I'm actually really not totally far off, and somewhat, in my mind anyway. We're going to talk about that and a lot more. We also have Florida Man on the way. You don't want to miss it.
The weird, the unusual, and the hilarious. Check out Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
You know, I'm actually quite shocked that I didn't see like a ton of Florida Man stories about people blowing fingers off with firecrackers. But I do like this story here. This comes from a Cape Coral man. He woke up neighbors by screaming and pretending to be a firework. This is too funny. And there's also video. He's an unidentified man. He was caught on a Cape Coral security system screaming around 3 a.m. on a Friday morning. And he was screaming, firecracker, firecracker, boom. People living on Southeast Avenue, it's the Southeast Avenue, 10th Avenue Canal, and they said dogs were barking. We go outside. This guy was screaming. Sarah Warnecki said, I mean, so loud, when she was asked about the screaming. He seemed to be upset that people were celebrating early. So apparently he was mad, I guess, that people were letting off fireworks earlier, and so he got out and decided, you know, turnabout's fair play. So she shouted back at him. And he was screaming, firecracker, and she would scream, shut up. And then he screamed back, bottle rocket. Yeah, that's why we can't play the video. It's blank annoying, isn't it? Quit blank doing it in the middle of the night. So they're legal in Florida only 3 days, and 4th of July is one of them. So, can I ask, what 3 days are they actually legal?
I know, New Year's?
Is it, no, they said, yeah, 4th of July is one of them. What, four, yeah, that? Or maybe like the day before. So I guess it was an illegal time. And, you know, anyway, so that was actually, I guess, so it was turned over. The press ended up getting a hold of it. And it's kind of funny. So, yeah, he got mad because they were lighting off fireworks. You know, be nice, to your neighbors. That's all I'm saying. We got a lot more on the way. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us.
If the number of cases continues to trend upward, are there any circumstances under which the White House would reimpose some of those restrictions as cases tick up, or would that be up to the states?
Well, states are going to have to make evaluations, and local communities are going to have to make evaluations about what's in their interests. And as you know, there are much higher rates of vaccinations in some parts of the country over others. And we certainly support their decisions to implement any measures that they think will help their community safe.
That's Jen Psaki discussing how, yes, Biden would love to see some of these restrictions reintroduced. Kane, how do you feel about that, my friend? How do you feel about the restrictions being reintroduced?
You know what? I don't feel anything because I wouldn't bother. Maybe. I would be like, make me.
Well, I mean, like, maybe. I mean, he was just saying
I would be like, definitely make me. Even if the state tried to tell me, make me. Because right now you're going to see this narrative. They're talking about cases now because the death thing didn't work out for them. There was still less than 1%. And when you look at the overall deaths in regards to how many people in the United States, and now you're looking at this Delta variant that's even less
Elta
severe.
You got to say that so we don't get like canned
Elta
on
day,
YouTube.
Ariant Vey. That although maybe a little more contagious like the common cold, it is like 10 times less severe than COVID. So they're going to talk about cases now because the death thing is not going to happen with this Delta variant.
I agree. Good heavens. Well, and that is because, and this is kind of what they did with, forgive me. My brain is fried. It's been a very long, hard weekend. In the very beginning, I just remember when they were showing the map, it was like those interactive maps and you could go and see. They were never separating, just like the cases from the fatalities.
Right.
And so you're looking at them and you're going, oh my gosh, everybody's dying.
Right.
And you, it just, and again, I'm a germaphobe. So that's like a tough one to, So welcome to the show. It's Tuesday and it's good to be with you. Don't forget that you can stream our program on the Odyssey app and they make it easy. Weekdays, noon to three, obviously, PM Eastern. I have to remember the time zone. I have a million things. I'm actually not even going to get anywhere close to making it through even some of our stuff today. There's going to be certain things that I'm going to have to save actually for tomorrow because I just have so much. The Elta Day Ariant Bay, the Delta variant. I say it like that just because it's you know, you kind of have to. The variant is, yes, it's way more contagious, but that doesn't mean it's way deadlier. It's actually less virulent, less powerful, less deadly than the original virus.
And also, remember when the CDC put out the comorbidities numbers as well?
You mean the thing that no one ever actually talked about?
Exactly.
That?
Because they need the panic in order to control people's behavior. And this is exactly what they're going to do in news and on social media.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. I'm telling you, I feel like this is like the first time it didn't work. They were supposed to still be locked down. And we're not. And so that's now this is what's happening. Good heavens. So a few of the other things that I want to make sure that we discuss and we're going to and some of them I'm bear with me because I'm putting a lot of moving a lot of things down that I wanted to make sure that we got into that I had earlier in the show. The Bidenflation back to school prices are set to soar. I'm not happy about this. Actually, I think it's easier when you have. When your kids are older than when they are in maybe elementary school, right? When you have junior high school kids, I just feel like it's so much easier with back to school stuff because when you have younger kids, they have so much junk that goes with them. They have to have so many things and all like they all have different projects and different. It just to me, it just or maybe I just got less anal retentive about it when I got older, but. It just seems there's just so much stuff that little kids got to have now when they're in elementary school. And my kids are older now. My son, I don't feel like he doesn't need all that. He's like, oh, maybe a new backpack, some new khakis because he won't stop growing. My kids are 6 foot and up. They're huge people. There's a lot. So they said that the anticipated spending this year, and this is, I want to make sure I source this correctly. So this is a Consumer Pulse survey. Let me pull this up for proper attribution. It's KPMG. It's back to school 2021. They said that the back to school spend is expected to increase. And they said that the items, they're looking at different items that are marking the largest increases as a percentage of parents' school supply budgets. I mean, they are really getting into it. And that is true. But thanks, inflation. Thank you. That's what happens when... You make the economic decisions that you have since January. The Consumer Price Index, which is how the Bureau of Labor Statistics tracks prices for everybody, they saw an over-year increase of 5%. Now, you might think, oh, 5%, that's actually massive when you're talking about inflation. That's significantly huge. And the core price index, which factors out food and energy costs, that's the largest year-over-year hike since 1992, Daily Wire looked at the history of inflation and when, you know, what the records are. Yeah. And the Federal Reserve has not said that they're going to try to taper their monetary stimulus, nothing like that. I mean, the inflation projection for 2021 is supposed to be a full percentage point higher than the previous forecast, 3.4%. So everything is going to get so much more expensive, including school supplies, which is not great. So $247 this. So it was they anticipated 247, but now it looks like it's going to be 268. That's pretty big. Now, here's what's interesting. Consumers are continuing to increase their percentage of online shopping. Can I have a sidebar real quick? The one thing right now that does give me a little glimmer of joy, besides getting, I'm crocheting a lot, and also I'm actually considering like doing my own reloads at this point, because I figured that's like crochet too, but with ammo, right? Same difference. Do I get it? I mean, I'll just keep one of my really cool made in the USA wood hooks in there with me. Right? And then I could get a reload room, because I love having different rooms for different things. Anyway, I love when you order something online, and because it takes a couple days to get to your house, I try not to order things on Amazon. I try to order from smaller businesses, and at this point, I'm so insane about buying only made in the USA stuff. You should see. There's things I just want, but I will not buy. I'll go without if I can't find made in the USA. Or in a country hated by Russia or China. There's my asterisk. If China hates them, I will totally buy from you. If Russia hates you, totally buy from you. Love buying from people my enemies hate. Yeah. So, I like it when you it takes a couple days to get to your house. Are you like me? Because I go through so much information during the day that by the evening, I honestly can't tell you what we talked about all throughout the show. If I didn't have my rundown, thank heavens, I wouldn't know. We might repeat the show. I have no idea. And I do this is the same thing when I complete a task. Unless, you know, it's super important and I need to remember it going forward, I just eject that from my mind. So I order stuff online, right? And then it shows up and I'm like, someone sent me a package? What is this? And it's like Christmas. Even if it's soap, or I use a CeraVe lotion because I have super ridiculously sensitive skin. Something as little and dumb as that. I'm like, whoa! Look at this. It's a present. I did that for myself. I just forgot about it. Do you do that, or is it just me? Probably just me, maybe?
No, it happens. Depends on how busy the day is. But yeah, I'm with you. I know what's up.
Yeah, my favorite is when I get something for the kitchen. I had to get some Demira sugar for some stuff that I'm doing. It's a specific type of sugar. I'm not even going to get into it. Got my little package. I'm like, ooh, forgot what this is. Because you order it. You ordered it, you moron. You ordered it. You forgot what it was? But online shopping, probably because of me, because I just don't even, I turn into a hobbit sometimes, and I don't ever want to leave my house. You have to like coax me out with, you know, 4-person video games and different things that I can turn into a margarita in my house. You have to lure me out of my house, like E.T. with Reese's Pieces. So, but a lot of people are doing the online shopping. And I've noticed that there are a lot of stores that will do the online back to school kits too. God love you people. One of the greatest Americans is whoever came up with the idea. Hey, why don't we put all the back to school stuff in a kit for the parents? And it's everything that they need, including the roll of paper towels that you have to bring one roll to class, right? Especially if you're like kindergarten through fifth grade. That whoever came up with that idea, God bless you. Can we put up a statue to this person? Because you make it so easy. There's all these weird little things that you got to remember. Oh, you have to have this kind of eraser, the pink pearl, and then all this other weird stuff. I'm like, what are you doing in class that you need this? Whoever made the kit, I need a statue to this person. I would be all right with that kind of statue. I don't care about statues, but I'd like that one, right? What did this person do? Well, he created a kit. Or she did, whoever, to help parents for back to school because they have all these little odds and ends that they have to get. It's the little things, man, that bring joy. The little things. But not Disney's fireworks. Dum, dum, dum. For the love. Disney's changing their fireworks show announcement to more inclusive messaging. What? I don't even understand why this is. So apparently, I've never seen a fireworks display at the Disney place, at the Disneylands. I don't like theme parks, but I've been to Disneyland once. I like roller coasters and I hate waiting in line and also lots of people. So I just do my own thing. But I'll go driving at the border with Louis Gohmert if I want to go on a roller coaster, because he is crazy. I don't know how he drives in real life, but there at the border, I'm not even sure we were on a road. Not even joking at all. It's like on camera. It's hysterical. So they said, and we're going to I'm going to talk more about this here coming up after headlines, but Disney's been modifying their whole announcement for the fireworks. You all know they've been going through their, what is it, the Jungle Cruise, because it's politically incorrect. Splash Mountain is politically incorrect. That had to do with something. I don't know. It was because I guess the Confederates had a Splash Mountain. I don't know. So something like that they had to, who knows. And then they had to, now they're looking at gender specificity. So apparently, what is it that they say? They, instead of the ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now they just go dreamers of all ages. So wait a minute. How is it not inclusive? Even if you're a dude who identifies as a chick, or a chick who identifies as a dude, or someone who identifies as a chick dude, or a dude chick, whatever, how is that not in any way? They're not going, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going, you know, female copulatory organs and male copulatory organs. They're not doing that. They're not having phalluses in the sky with fire and the with fireworks shaping them out. They're not doing that. They can do actually a lot of amazing things with fireworks before you hate on that. Right? Yeah. Why do this? This is so dumb. This is so dumb. We'll talk more about this here coming up. Just leave the pyro alone, right? Just nobody cares. Is somebody really going to get their feelings hurt over that? I didn't like the way they greeted me at Disney during the fireworks section. I felt specifically and solely attacked. We're going to talk more about this. Oh, by the way, I don't know how, but I missed that today was National Fried Chicken Day. Huh? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Ooh, head on down to Popeye's. Oh, man. All right, I know we got to get moving because I'm about to start talking about food and that's not going to end well for anybody.
The Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Quick. Not going to be quick. I got actually a million things. So Tropical Storm Elsa, really? Is setting sights on Florida. Go away. Go away. Just like go out there and tell her that it's a tropical storm free zone. Right? Isn't that how this works? No, but it's flooding, rainfall, coastal flooding, damage. I hope everybody's okay there. It's going to hit Florida, especially, golly, Surfside. Facebook, Twitter, and Google, I call BS on this, by the way. They're all threatening to quit Hong Kong over proposed data laws. This is so ridiculous. They're saying, oh, the anti-doxing rules, they don't want to put staff at risk of criminal charges. We'll talk more about this in the coming week, but man alive, I don't trust big tech with anything. Stick with us.
Want a behind the scenes look at the Dana Show? Subscribe to Dana's chapter and verse newsletter for a deeper dive in all things Dana at danalash.com.
In more healthcare settings and respond to hotspots. The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
I have a question. By the way, that's Jen Psaki. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash, danalash.com. Stream the show on the Odyssey app as well.
Did she say door to door?
Yeah, I can't. That's so crazy that you said that. I thought I heard her say that, unless she said she likes s'mores.
No, that's...
Because no way is she actually talking about... Let's just say just that one part again, because maybe she's talking about s'mores. I mean, we just had Independence Day, right? Everybody was, you know, having fun, camping out.
More Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door to door outreach get remaining Americans vaccinated.
No, that, she said that.
Yeah, she doesn't like s'mores outreach.
So going door to door. What does that look like? Door to door outreach for vaccines? How targeted door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated?
So when they come to my door and they ask, so are you vaccinated? And I say, yeah. Like, are they going to know if I have
I'm
been
sure
or
they
haven't
do.
Been?
I bet there's a database. You're probably registered.
What?
Or unregistered. If they don't see you in their registry, then yeah, what I'm the sorry.
Government? I thought this was supposed to be between me and my doctor. The government's supposed to be out of that stuff.
Yeah, isn't that a HIPAA violation?
I think it would be.
That's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. I was just like, how are you going to get over my 9-foot-tall fence? How's that going to work? Look, I don't care if you choose to get vaccinated or you choose not to. I kind of got a lot of stuff happening right now in my life. I don't have time to micromanage all y'all. And I don't like everybody enough to do that anyway. I either think you have to hate or like people a lot, and I'm pretty agnostic, so I don't care. Steve wants to go out and even get triple vaccines. Just make good choices, Steve, man. Just be careful, okay? But, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but this stuff, this is not good. But you're right. Like, the HIPAA violation, how? They're not supposed to be, they would have to contract people. The government would essentially be sharing health information with someone who's a government contractor. So they're hiring people. How is that not a HIPAA violation? Right? How does that work? This is not going to go well for some people.
So are they admitting they have records of everyone's being vaccinated then?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
It sounds like the government's admitting that.
Yeah. I mean, it does sound like, and what gets me is that there are actually some lefties who are like, I've been vaccinated and now I want to unget it because I just want to, good for them, classical liberals. But I don't need people to like be busting all through my door like Kool-Aid Man or nothing. Like, hey, did you get the vaccine? I don't need that in my life. Nobody does. Don't go to my mom's house. She hates that stuff. She doesn't like door to door. My grandmother would stand in her front window when you would. And she lived in kind of a rural area. But even every now and then, you know, she'd get people coming to her door. And sometimes she'd hide in her bathroom because she just didn't even want to. And then other times, if she really wanted to demonstrate that she did not like their purpose, she would stand in the picture window and you have to walk by it to get to the door on the porch. There's no other way of coming up. There's one way because it was a high porch and it was fenced. And they would have to come up the stairs. And she had like the old school where it's like the fake turf on the stairs. You remember that? Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You get them big concrete stairs, big concrete porch. You get that fake AstroTurf on it. She had the AstroTurf stairs and the big concrete. And then you'd have to go up the stairs and go past her picture window. And she'd stand there with a cigarette in her mouth and stare at them. Literally stare at them and not react. And they'd come to the door. And they'd knock on their door and they'd see her there. And she would not acknowledge them. So you see where I get it. I come by it honest. But I just, well, here's the other thing. Somebody there, because Twitchy had a collection of tweets on this, and someone goes, they can't validate citizenship or voter IDs, but they're going to dispatch vaccination stormtroopers to make people safer.
That's a great point.
I'm sorry, we can't handle voter ID, but we are going to send out a trillion people to go door to door, ask if you've been vaccinated.
Because they'd have to go to every single door. They'd have to.
Yeah. You know what? I had a thought. You want to know my thought?
Yes.
Do you think it's going to get a little... Do you think this is going to come out during trick-or-treating? Think about it. Because I used to... think about it. There's always people who... Hey, if you do this, like if you show me if your parents are concealed carriers, I'm going to give you this big king-size Snickers. As opposed to the fun size Snickers, which is never fun size.
No,
fun size is not smaller.
I never understood that.
Why is that fun size? It's not. That's boring size. That's disappoint. That's what that is.
So you're saying people if I'm trick or treating,
mm-hmm.
and I admit to them in some way I'm not vaccinated?
I'm just saying, you know that there are going to be those stories.
They'll give me the fun size instead of the regular size Snickers?
I'm just saying. Might be, you know.
I'm glad I don't trick or treat anymore.
Man, it's hard to trick or treat now. It really, I mean, I don't do it, but I'm just saying for kids, because the best costume I ever saw was the kid from It, the kid who dressed up like the boy Georgie from It. I just dumped half of my candy in his bucket. I was like, all these other kids can scram. You get all this candy because you're the best. Had the arm folded up and everything. Red balloon. It was hysterical. I was like, that's the best costume I've ever seen. Georgie from It. That's the best. Like, after the drainpipe It.
Oh.
After the drainpipe Georgie, right? The one where after he gets, yeah. Like, we'll all float down here? No. Although, if I was Georgie and he was like, we got dogs down here, I'd be like, okay, get right in. Come take my arm. All right. So that's it. Anyway, long story short, that sounds super sketch. That's somewhat terrifying. The whole, we're going to come door to door and we're going to find out if you've been vaccinated.
People know if they're high risk or not high risk. Let people make the choices about their health. My body, my choice. Leave me alone.
Also, here's the thought. The Elta Day Ariant Vey, right?
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
right.
I keep seeing all these stories where they're like, oh, yeah, well, the vaccination's not. In fact, I have one here. I think we had it in one of my previous headline segments where the, I'm scrolling through all my material and looking for, I swear I had, oh, here it is. Oh, wait, no, that's not it. But they were saying that there was one of the, I think it's the Pfizer vaccine. They said it was something like 20% less effective or something like that, as it had to do with Delta variant.
I've even read one about Johnson & Johnson being better for it.
Yeah.
Delta Day Ariant V. So,
and by the way, we're saying that because YouTube froze the first account because we had on Dr. Kelly Victory and the college interns who are apparently science experts. They drink science for breakfast and eat it for lunch. It's a great science. They did not like what she had to say, so they froze the first entire YouTube account. Wow. Right? And it makes me want to do more discussions with her. But if that is not as responsive, then why are you sending people door to door? Are you spreading it? Super spreader. So they're basically, the government's preparing a super spreader event, right? Isn't that how this works?
Sounds like it.
All right. So we, speaking of going door to door, there was only one door that these people went to. There were actual protests in LA. Remember the viral video of that woman who's not my best friend, but she don't know it? Where it was at the Wii Spa, which is the funniest name for a spa ever, by the way. And the woman was complaining about a man who identifies as a woman who went in with his Bean and Franks. Beans and Frank. That would have been weird. And just showed it to everybody in the women-only steam room. It was a steam room, and he goes in with his Beans and Frank all out. You know, bulls on parade here. Goes all out. And you okay?
In the steam room, even guys don't go bottomless in the steam room.
Yeah.
Like, that's in the guy's steam room.
Steam rooms are weird. You realize it's almost like people's soup, right? It's gross. Ugh. You're in there sweating with people. It's nasty. Ugh. I don't understand that. I don't like baths or that. It's people's soup. I'm totally like Seinfeld on that issue.
Yeah, at least they're toweled up.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what happened. So she went out and was complaining because, and rightfully so. And there were other women who were speaking up in defense. And then there was this one man who was in a white T-shirt that it looked dirty. And he had a, you know, kid toucher stash. And he's like, excuse me, ma'am. He was going to sit here and mansplain to her. He's like, you mean a transgender? She's like, no. He had a penis. I love how she did it. She was like, no, we're not doing this. Oh, it was so good. But then there were protests. And then the protests, then there ended up being violence. Hordes of people showed up. This is on Wilshire Boulevard. Isn't that the fancy part of L.A.?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the tiny dog, little, you know, big giant handbag part of L.A.? Right? Like that's where I just don't get it. That's like the fancy part. There was an independent, I think, wasn't Andy Ngo? Did he get hit on the head with a pipe? Somebody got hit on the head with a pipe. Good heavens. And all kinds of violence breaking out. And they had to get, so they had Wii Spa security. And this is hysterical. Wii Spa security. Did you see Kane? The Wii Spa security. They look like men in black. They're in these black, I know it's a security firm, but it's still hysterical. And they said that Wii Spa security, they had to call them out, these guys in these black suits with black ties. I mean, they're very stylish. And so they came out and they had to handle it. So the woman, all I know about her Instagram account, it's Cubana Angel. She's my best friend. She don't even know it. Like, I feel I'm gonna find her immediately and follow her. I don't care what else she believes in, as long as she don't want to take my guns and wants the IRS out of my money. You know what I'm saying? But I love this, that she stuck up for that. And then there was an independent journalist. That was not Andy Ngo. He was out there. You know these guys with these, he had a total pro camera. They're out there getting the footage that everybody plays at night at the news at 5 or 6, right? And they have these guys that go out. these videographers, and they collect this footage that make all of, that's why everybody's footage on the nightly news and cable news even looks the same, because it's all the same service. And they have like a several different agencies, whether it's, you know, I think Getty does photos. I think they do video too. But then you have, you know, AP has their own video wire service, etc. And this, somebody went over and all is a giant pipe, and he's hitting this dude in the head with a giant pipe. The guy was just there. I've seen some video. He was just there taking video. But I love all of the women that are coming out and like, no. Women deserve better. Shame on them. And I'll have you know that this is not just, these are not just women on the right. These are women on the left too. And there's some common ground there. But have you, the craziest thing is that where are all the feminist groups at? You know how many stupid little feminist websites there are out there? They try to act like Riot Girl zines from the early 90s. Remember those? They try to act like they're so hip. Look at me with my Doc Martens and my ironically flowery 90s dress that I got at Target because prairie chic is all the rage. Right? Like the Jessica Valentes and all this stuff. And I only knew that woman because she blew up over an editorial that I wrote one time in a newspaper. But where are all of the feminists at? The ones who are the fastest to scream about Mike Pence opening the door for a woman, but they're quiet here. Where y'all at? Like, y'all made a huge industry out of supposedly standing for women's rights. Where y'all at? Because I don't hear no Gloria Steinem out about women's rights here. Do you? I don't hear that. I don't hear any of these third wave feminists or anything like that. I don't hear none of them out here talking about women's rights, how women should be able to trust their gut, to be secure where they are. I don't hear any of it. Oh, but they were all outside protesting. It's just something else. So at least people are drawing a line saying enough is enough. This is ridiculous. Because this spa, you know, you have moms and daughters that go in there for spa services. They don't want to see that. And they don't want to see, they want to be able to feel comfortable and not have to see some. Because again, you can identify as whatever gender you want. But still, if you're a man who identifies as a woman, still be attracted to women and vice versa. I mean, that's the left's own explanation of how that works. And I want to always bring that up as a reminder. So we've got a lot still. I'm going to be putting a lot of things in your prep email this evening.
Of all your favorite talk hosts, one of these is not like the others. The Dana Show.
I was telling Kane on break, when I was reading the headlines over the weekend, I was like, what, the Moors? Like, what in the world is... is this, it's not something, I know it's a term and it's, you know, they're talking about a specific sect of people. I get that. But, you know, we were warned by DHS Mallorca going into the weekend that it was going to be lots and lots of white supremacists. They're just going to be walking around everywhere. Rise of the Moors? Those are the folks arrested. They had an armed standoff on 995 up there in in Massachusetts. Wow. That wasn't what Mallorca was telling me about. Also, I just didn't think that was like a thing, like, you know, a movement. You know what I mean? Just saying, oh my goodness.
Never a movement till the media tells you.
There you go. Today in stupidity, Mr. Kane.
Right. Now, Representative Clyburn, he's claiming here, and you know how, you know, the Democrats want to change the whole narrative of now it's Republicans said they wanted to defund the police. Now he's saying, I don't know of anyone who was against voter ID. Listen to this.
And a photo for a student activity card is not good, but for a hunting license, it is good. That's where the rub is. I don't know of a single person who is against IDing themselves when they go to vote.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Wow. That's so different from everything that he has said.
So, yeah, pretty stupid.
Yeah, that's not true. Not true at all. Folks, that does it for us today. Have a wonderful week, wonderful rest of your night. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Subscribe to Chapter and Verse, the newsletter, accessible through danalash.com.